I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right, and we are right in Proverbs 18:24. Amen. Proverbs 18:24 says in the King James Bible, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You better believe it. Glory to God. Here, the Bible is saying that a man who has friends has to be friendly. The thought is that friendliness wins friends, amen, and that there are some friends, you have some friends who are just friends, but then you have friends that are closer than others, that are real friends, amen. Not many of those, but if you've ever had a real friend, I had a real friend once where whatever Kenny Long wanted to do, I mean, he could come to my place, open the door, come in, go in the refrigerator, sit down on the couch, look at TV, do whatever he wanted to do. It wouldn't faze me at all. And the same thing with me. Amen. I could go over to his house. He'd be washing the car. I'd walk in his door, go inside, plop down in the living room. We were that close. Amen. There, you have friends, but then you have friends that are close, 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 close. When I looked up this verse, in the materials I was considering, it said that in the NASB and the Revised Standard Versions and in the New King James margin, it says that a man who has many friends, check this out, a man who has many friends will come to ruin. And they said that's because with many friends that they will invariably, many friends, a person who has a bunch of friends, that they will invariably lead him astray. Amen? But in the Revised Standard Version, it reads that there are friends who pretend to be friends, but there is a friend, once again, that phrase, there is a friend that is closer than a brother. Amen? And in that consideration, what it's considering here is a contrast between fair-weather friends and those that are loyal through thick and thin. There are fair-weather friends. You know, if you have a lot or you're rich, I'm not necessarily talking about in money, but you're just fun to be around or you're a person that people would want to be around. Amen. They're fair weather acquaintances or friends. As long as everything is going good, they'll be there with you. You're paying for everything, fine. They're there with you. There's a happening going on, fine. They're there with you. But as soon as something comes up to where they'll have to sacrifice or put out or whatever, they're gone. They're fair weather friends. They're only around when the weather is, the concept there is, there's some people who can sail, but they can only sail in good weather. When the weather starts to kick up or something, they have to go back to port because they can't handle it during when the weather is thick. Amen. They can only sail on sunshiny days, and it's that way with people sometimes. like I said before, as long as you're spending the money, as long as you've got the car and you're driving, as long as you're providing some place to go, your fun, your whatever they're getting out of you, oh, they're there. But if they have to contribute something or do something, they're gone. They don't want to be there. Amen. They won't be loyal to you and stick with you through thick and thin. And the only way you find that out is when thick comes. Amen. When thick comes, and then you'll find out who's there that will really help you and who will bail out. Amen. All of this really leads to one person. It's pointing to one person. That one person is a friend of sinners. Amen. And he will never leave you or forsake you. There is a friend in this universe, glory to God, who is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And we know who that is. We know who the friend of sinners is. It's the Lord Jesus. Amen. It is the Lord Jesus. And in John 15, Jesus says in John 15:14-15, he says, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." This is in the King James Version. And Jesus said in the 15th verse, what he's saying is, I don't call you servants, but friends. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, that verse reads, servants don't know what their master is doing. And so Jesus saying, so I don't speak to you as my servants. I speak to you as my friends. And I have told you everything that my Father has told me. Amen. Glory to God. The friend of sinners. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For he said, the Lord Jesus said, for those who are born again, for those who are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's one thing to be saved, glory to God. You remember that the disciples of Jesus were saved. They were with him. But that in John 20:22, the Bible says that Jesus came to them, those that were already saved, and he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. In other words, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. For those that are born again, for those who have asked Jesus to be their personal Savior, their Lord and Savior, they've come to the place where they want him to save them from all their destructions, but they also come to a higher place where they want him to be their Lord. They want him, they discover that they can trust him with their life and that he wants the best for them. And he won't hurt them or use them. And he is a friend to them. Jesus calls you his friend. Amen. And glory to God. And so they put their whole self in his hands, giving themselves over so that he can be their Lord also. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. But that takes that's down the road a little bit. Most people, they in the beginning, they just want to get saved. Glory to God. But after you get saved, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to be born again. Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And that's the whole purpose of life. The whole purpose of life. Remember that verse in Proverbs that said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What is the way that seems right unto a man? Well, we find that way in Luke 12, where the rich farmer, he's already rich, and God causes him one year to have bumper crops. And he says, oh, my goodness, what should I do with all of these crops? I've got so much crop. I'm already rich. I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns. I'll build greater barns, and I'll put all my stuff in those greater barns. And I'll say to my soul, soul, take thy ease. Oh, you've got all this stuff laid up for many years. Take thy ease. You see, the whole world, the whole unsaved world, they think that that's the way to go. They think that that's the way to get to the place to amass so much money that they can take their ease. But what did God say about that way? He said to that man, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of me. God said that that way was foolish, amen? A fool enters into that way. You're not rich toward God. So you find out, beloved, that the whole purpose of this life is to reconnect with God, to become born again, to be rich toward God, amen? The world wants to make a whole lot of money so they can take their ease. That's their whole mindset. That's why they want to make a whole lot of money, so they can take their ease. They think that's the way, amen? But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So many people are mixed up. Oh, what should I do? How? Where should I go? What am I going to do? How should I? I don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to go? Glory to God. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Ask Jesus. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to save you if you don't know him. But if you're born again, amen, then, glory to God, you recognize and you find out that Jesus is the friend that sticks closer to than a brother. He calls you his friend, like I said in John. He calls you his friend. Amen. Glory to God. Also in Hebrews 13:15, the friend who is a true friend, he's not a fair weather friend. He's not just there when you go through and everything is wonderful. You know, when you get water baptized, can you remember, for you who are born again, I find this so many times. Different people have just tremendous experiences with the Lord, but almost everybody, not absolutely everybody, but a whole bunch of people that I talk to who are born again, they seem to have had a wonderful experience when they got water baptized. When they went under the water and was raised up into newness of life, oh, they had just rapturous feelings, amen? Glory to God. And so Jesus is with you when you're having those kind of wonderful feelings, but he's also with you if you fall. He says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and God delighteth in your way, amen? So whether it's a tough time or it's wonderful times, Jesus is right there with you because he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He said in Hebrews 13:5, he said, I will never leave you. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. Amen? And when you have a promise from God, when you have a promise from God, that's the surest thing in the universe. That cannot fail. Money can fail. Banks can fail. Organizations can fail. Companies can fail. People can fail. Contracts can fail. Name it, it can fail. Your car can fail. All kinds of stuff can fail you. Amen? Glory to God. But glory to God, a promise from God, that's the surest thing in the universe. People are looking for security. You know where real security is? In a promise of God. If you got the promise of God, a promise from God, you got something. Amen? You got something that's going to stand for all eternity. Because one, God can't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. Two, God can't fail. He's never failed. He doesn't know what failure is. That's something he doesn't know. He understands the concept that someone else would fail, but he's never failed. Amen? He's a conqueror. He doesn't know. Ooh, my goodness. If you've got the promises of God, if you're standing on the promises of God, that's the most secure thing in the entire universe. Amen? And that's what people are looking for, security. What can I depend on? Is there anything out there that I can depend on? I'll pile up money so that I can take my ease, and I won't have to trust anybody. I'll just trust my money. But then guess what? Money fails. Amen? What you do then? Beloved, there's only one thing that will not fail you, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will never fail you. You want security? Ask Jesus to save you. I'm right up against a commercial. I'll be right back. Hold on. We're coming back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about the friend who sticketh closer than a brother, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that will never leave you or forsake you. He's promised that. Look that up in Hebrews 13:5. It's in the Bible. It's a promise to you if you're born again. Glory to God. If you're a child of the living God, and always remember that you have a dad and a father. Most people in the world, they only think they have a dad. Amen. They don't even know they have two dads, if you will. One, a heavenly father, and two, your biological father. Amen. Glory to God. And for a lot of people, their biological father has already, if you're saved, has already transitioned. They've transitioned to heaven if they were saved. Amen. But your heavenly father, you never lose him. You never lose him. He's right there for you. No matter what you might be going through, glory to God, he's right there. And he promises that he will never, never, ever, ever leave you and never forsake you. Oh, but Pastor, I'm not in the word like I should be. I'm not perfect like I should be. Who told you behaviorally in the flesh you had to be perfect? Now, you're perfect positionally in Jesus Christ, but who told you behaviorally you would always be perfect? Amen? Jesus said, be ye perfect, meaning make sure that you are in him, that you get translated and you are in him. In him, you're perfect. That's what he meant about that perfection. He didn't mean that behaviorally you would never get angry, never get discouraged, never get discouraged. My goodness, I'm seeing so many people seem to be discouraged. Why? Because there's many more demons out here now than there was in my daddy's day. Amen? There's so much more. There's so much more to be anxious about. There's so much more troubles and situations and circumstances, glory to God. I'm telling you, beloved, it is something. And you know, it's a funny thing. I was looking out my window in my apartment, and I noticed something peculiar to me, and that is the person across the street in that apartment, they have one dog. The lady across the street there, she has one dog. The gentlemen, the three or four gentlemen that live in this apartment next to her, they've got three or four dogs. The guy down the way next to the end apartment, he's got a pit bull. The guy on the end has got a German Shepherd. My next door neighbor in the apartment next to me got four. One, two, three, four. The young lad next to the apartment on the other side of me, he has a dog. And so I was sitting and I was thinking, you know, I don't remember growing up everybody have a dog. Why does everybody? Because it's so much stress, so much trouble, so much situations. People come home and they want to find something that's comforting, that loves them, that shows them some affection. Amen? Glory to God. Because of the pressures and the situations out there in the world. It is something, beloved. You can feel it in the air, and people are toiling just to keep their head above water. Amen. Glory to God. But glory to God. If these people that I'm mentioning all of them are not saved. I happen to know several of them, and they're not saved. Amen? And so they're trying to find a friend and a pet. Amen? They want a friend. They want a friendly pet. And so they have pets. Amen? Glory to God. But there is a friend who sticketh closer than a brother and who sticketh closer than a pet. Amen? Look at Isaiah 41:17. Isaiah 41:17 says, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry lands springs of water. You see this where it says in the 18th verse, I will open up rivers in high places. Why in high places? God will open up rivers in high places so that it can flow down to you. Amen? He wants it to flow down to you, glory to God. And so he causes things in high places. He opens it up so that it can flow down to you, glory to God. Ain't that wonderful? God said that. Amen? God said that. He said he's going to open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. And he will make the wilderness, your wilderness, a pool of water and dry land that was dry. You know, out in California, they got all that dry stuff and fires. God said he'll make the dry land, glory to God, glory to God. He'll make the dry land springs of water. Amen? Glory to God. And in Isaiah 41:13, God says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, I will help thee. You got a promise from God. Amen? Right here is the most secure thing in the whole world, a promise of God. Can you claim this? Will you be bold enough to claim this? My Heavenly Father tells me to fear not, that he will help me. My Heavenly Father says that he holds my right hand, that he will be there for me, that he will not forsake me. Amen? Glory to God. I don't have to look to my right hand or to my left hand. Glory to God. But all I have to do is look to God. Amen? And then go to Genesis, the 28th chapter. Genesis 28. Amen? Glory to God. Genesis 28. Genesis 28:15 says, and behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Jesus, when God says that he begins something, that he performs it until the day of Jesus Christ. That good thing that he started in you, he is going to perform it and bring it to completion. Amen? And he says, I will not leave you. I will not leave you. I will keep you in all places whither thou goest. Do you know that God is with you and will keep you in all places whither you go? If you got to go to post office, he's right there with you. If you got to go food shopping, he's right there with you. If you got to go wrestle with a problem with your bill, he's right there with you. Amen? He said, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. I will keep thee. Who's keeping you? Your heavenly Father. You have a heavenly Father. Don't forget that. Don't you remember your earthly father? I pray you had a good earthly father, huh? And he went when before he transitioned, or he might still be here with you. Amen. Glory to God. But wasn't it a blessing to have him with you? Well, you got a heavenly father also. You got two. Amen. All your life you thought you had one, but you find out from Scripture that you have two. You have a biological father, and you also have a heavenly father. Amen? And your heavenly father that maybe you weren't so cognizant of, he promises. He says, I'm with you wherever you go, I'm there with you. If you're driving down the highway, I'm there with you. If you're going over to Anna's house, I'm there with you. If you got to go to the post office, I'm there with you. If you got to go to the bank, I'm there with you. If you're sitting in the dental chair and you see all those gleaming instruments and the dentist is smiling and you're thinking, oh, this might hurt, amen? Yeah, but your Heavenly Father, he says that he's right there with you wherever you go. Where I'll read it again. I'll read it again. And behold, I am with thee and will help thee in all places whither thou goest. In all places whither thou goest, even when you go to a carnival and you get on that that super rolling thing at roller coaster, amen. And you're screaming because you're having so much fun. You're screaming, amen. Your Heavenly Father's right there with you. And then when you get off that thing and you're rocking a little, your Heavenly Father is right there with you. When you're driving down that highway and you feel a little tired, amen. Glory to God. Your Heavenly Father is right there with you. Why? Because he promises to be. He said he would do it. Amen. He said he would do it. Glory to God. And look at Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He delighteth. Your Heavenly Father delights in your way. Amen. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The Lord upholdeth. Did you know God was upholding you? Did you know God was keeping you, preserving you, taking care of you, holding you up? Glory to God. Holding your right hand. God is holding your right hand. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? God holds your right hand. Hallelujah. You say, I can't see it, though. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. He's got you. He has got you. Glory to God. And then look at Psalm 18. Look at Psalm 18. I'm running out of time here. Look at Psalm 18:2. 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I. What is that right there? Beloved, when you're watching the news and people are pulling their hair out, ready to jump out the window, when you can feel stress in the air, when people are acting crazy because they're worried, They're worried. When other people are going crazy, turn to Psalm 18:2, and you read, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my fortress, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my God, the Lord is my strength, in whom I will trust. The Lord is my buckler and the horn of my salvation. The Lord is my high tower. You want to say that. Why? So that your spirit man can hear that. Your spirit man will. People, they always talk about what they don't have. I don't have transportation right at this moment. My phone went out. I don't have phone. My bank account messed up. I don't have the money for that. I don't. All right. Well, what about talking what you do have? The Lord is my rock. You got a rock. The Lord is my fortress. Did you know you had a fortress? The Lord is my deliverer. You got a deliverer. You got a deliverer. Hallelujah. You got a deliverer. The Lord is my strength, in whom I will trust. I can trust in somebody. I can trust in Jesus. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Instead of saying what you don't have, say what you got. God is my buckler. God is the horn of my salvation. God is my high tower. God is my deliverer. God is my salvation. God is my help. God holds my right hand. See, when your spirit man hears that, when your soulish man hears that, Instead of being fearful like the world is fearing, instead of being afraid, instead of being tremorous, amen, you'll feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. Why? Because your self-talk, you're talking about your God. You're talking about the one who is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, he's with you. You can walk around. You can do stuff other people can't do. You can go places other people can't do. Now, I'm not telling you to be crazy now, amen, but you can go places other people can't go. You can do things other people can't do because they don't have a savior, a buckler, a deliverer, a horn of salvation, someone holding their right hand, amen. They're just hoping they can make it to next payday. I just hope that I can make it to next payday, and I sit and eat popcorn watch videos, and play with my little dog on the couch. And that's my comfort, amen? That's their comfort, amen? But look at all you got. You got Jesus, the friend of sinners, the friend who sticks closer than a brother. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And he's causing rivers and high places to burst open for you so that it can flow down to you. The blessings are going to flow down to you now, amen? Glory to God. You claim them, you'll see it, amen? Jesus said you can have what you say. Start saying, all these things are mine. All this is mine that I have in Christ Jesus. I'm over time. God bless you today. Look to the friend bless you today. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.